You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation at Bart and Han, Twitter, Instagram, certainly as well. Bart, is it Wednesday or is it Thursday? What day is it, please? I still can't.
This is baseball eve, baby. This is like going to sleep, Christmas, waking up. Instead of sending Santa some cookies, you give them hot dogs, not boiled. I don't want no boiled hot dogs. I want mine sautéed, cooked on a grill, or cooked in some butter.
You want your hot dogs sautéed?
Yes.
How do you sauté a hot dog?
You get a pan, you put a half a stick of butter in there, you get it real buttery, and you smoke up the whole damn house. You let it fry on all the sides, and you just roll it and roll it and roll it. No, you eat boiled hot dogs, it's like eating boiled bologna, man.
No, it's not.
That's disgusting.
Boiled is like, not, it's, no, it's grilled like, is better. We all
like,
agree.
It's like eating Vienna sausages.
We all agree grilled is better.
You eat Vienna sausage, you boil yours. Remember how lazy your mother used to be back in the day? I'm sorry, Mama, because I know she listens. I'm talking about grandma. Like, they would cut the frozen hot dogs up and just throw all the frozen hot dogs together into a boiler, just boil them. Pull out a can of SpaghettiOs.
Yep. Now.
That's why I'm glad I always went home.
With a brat, you do that with the beer, and then you put it on the grill.
I'm not. You boil a brat?
And then you put it on the grill. Yeah, you boil it first.
A bratwurst?
Yeah. Then you put it on the grill after you boil it in beer. And it's like, just gives it that little something extra.
I don't mess with beer.
Boil it. Then you as they rise up, you take them out, you put them on the grill.
I can't.
Then you
mess
grill
with
them
beer.
Just enough to get them like that pop, a little crispy. Boom. Done.
You have to tell me about that. That's that Irish in you. I don't know nothing about that.
It's actually German, but okay.
Snitzel,
but it's really.
Snitzel.
Yeah, right. Okay. But it's delicious. I've never done it with a hot dog, but maybe somebody could tell me if you've
with
done
beer?
That with a hot dog, does it have that same effect?
Is it a premium hot dog or is it like, I need premium hot dog?
What do you
dog?
Need? What do you the, go with the hot dog?
Listen, I don't mess with the ballpark.
Hebrew National?
Anytime it blows up like a balloon and then it starts to get real skinny, then afterwards, it looks like a deflated balloon.
Like, you know the wrinkled hot dog? It looks like you've been in the water too long?
Yeah, how your fingers get? Nah,
I'm not eating that.
I ain't rocking that.
I am not eating that.
We ain't doing that.
No.
Especially not for baseball eve.
No.
Baseball eve, I need mine nice and plump. I need it to burst just a little bit, right off the seam, right down the middle.
Is the hot dog still the go-to at the park? Because you know how all these ballparks now, these new ballparks?
No, they
have all these fancy meals now.
Kibasha salad.
The what?
Kibasha or something like that, like a Polish sausage. I think it's like that.
Kielbasa?
Yeah.
Kibasa?
What you said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Rosetta. I don't know how to say it. Kibasa. Listen, that's foreign word. Is that German too? Kibasa?
No, it's Polish, I believe.
Okay. Polish. Yeah. Oh, kibasa, Polish sausage. Okay.
Yeah, it's Polish.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I'm not bilingual. I apologize.
We're just, again, this is why I ask questions.
Yeah, I'm not
right?
I'm not bilingual.
We want to learn about each other. That's why we do this.
We call them hot links.
But is it still the is it still the go-to? Because you know what's happened at ballparks now. Everything's gotten a little too fancy.
Yeah, they want to get the Philly cheese steak.
Like, you don't get a hot dog with mustard. Do you get a sausage with Grey Poupon?
Well, Grey Poupon, what I like about Grey Poupon, it got a little spice to it, a little kick. It's like having some hot mustard.
I can't have that on a hot dog.
It's just like a fancy.
Not on a hot dog.
I can have it on the Maxwell Street Polish. Now, people in Chicago know what that is.
I know what that is.
It's pretty much a sauce with some grilled onions.
Now, I could take Grey Poupon with kielbasa.
Or a Maxwell Street.
Okay. But I'm talking about just a American, like a good old American hot dog.
Nah, man. Only if it's barbecue.
There ain't no Frankfurter. Give me a hot dog.
Only if it's barbecue. If you go in there, you got
grill.
Yeah. If it's grill on barbecue. Yeah,
but
that's
spicy brown though. When we're talking about the mustard, now it's got to be spicy brown.
Well, okay,
grilled.
Okay.
What else?
Okay.
What
else? This is how I have
sauerkraut.
This is how I got to rock with.
Go.
If I'm going there, first of all, like you're gonna consume more than one hot dog when you're at the barbecue.
I'm so hungry right now.
So I need one of them barbecued. Then I need you to take it off with some.
Just say grilled.
Okay, grilled. I need one grilled.
Okay.
And then I need you to take the tongs.
Yeah.
Go over to your boiler or pot.
Yeah.
of some preferably brown hickory smoked barbecue sauce. Dip that thing in there.
Damn.
Pull it out. Let it be dripping.
What?
And let it and put it inside my hot dog bun. And then we're going to put a little mustard on it. We're going to rock. Because the barbecue sauce is going to act as the ketchup. But it's going to be so thick. Bam. I need one of those.
Don't know if then, I can do that.
Are you crazy?
No.
Bro, whoa.
Changes
whoa.
The flavor.
Yes.
Changes it.
It added smoke. It added smokiness.
See what I mean?
It's already barbecue.
You took something very simple, very classic.
Whoa.
And then you have now bro. Immediately changed hold the hold flavor on. Of it and everything hold else. I can't rock with
when,
that.
When you go to Bro's Barbecue,
yeah.
They have a plate.
But I'm not going there.
When you,
I'm going to a so, ballpark.
Let me tell you something. When you go to Bro's Barbecue, they have a whole pan.
Who?
Bro's Barbecue.
Bros?
That just means black people barbecue. When you go to Bro's Barbecue, they're going to have a pan, aluminum foil. They're going to have chicken in it.
Yeah.
They're going to have hamburger in it.
Hamburger.
They're going to have sausage in it.
What?
They're going to have hot dogs in it.
That's
then,
too much.
Then they're going to take.
That's doing no, too much.
That's your meat tray, bro. It's, let me get to the
hamburger
point.
Hamburger, I ain't going to have it.
So after you do that, you take the barbecue sauce and you pour it in there. So it's just a pan of barbecued meat with barbecue sauce. But they're going to taste slightly different because each meat tastes different.
Mm.
Barbecue sauce on a hamburger tastes different. You put that cold piece of cheddar cheese on it and you eat that hamburger.
Now, barbecue sauce with a hamburger.
Oh, that's different.
Yes.
Oh, that's different.
Of course it's different.
What's the difference?
Because it's ground beef. Different.
Hot dog is pork. So
yeah.
You don't put barbecue on your ribs?
I don't really eat pork. I don't eat ribs. That's not my thing.
Oh, when did Alan Hine?
It's not my thing.
Okay, we're gonna start calling.
I don't
you
dig
Hine,
on the swan.
No, we're gonna start calling you Hine X. We didn't know Hine X was part of the movement. Hine X, put up the X like Dez Bryant. Hine X, do not eat that swan.
X don't give it to you.
Bacon is the greatest meat ever created. The meat of the bacon is the cheese of the meat world.
I like bacon. I'm just saying.
Like, but you don't like pork bacon.
No.
Then it ain't bacon.
Well, I understand that.
That's soggy turkey.
You know what I don't like about it?
That's soggy turkey
how
skin.
How I feel after the fact.
That's
but
soggy.
I don't,
that's because you got to build up
big,
immunity.
I'm not a big pork.
Look at you acting like one of these millennials. Let me guess. You eating tofu, too. And cauliflower and putting stuff on it to make it taste like it ain't nothing else. Because cauliflower tastes like air.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just. You asked me about.
You bougie. You don't eat.
That's
you
not
don't eat pick.
I'm bougie. You're the one that's like dip my hot dog into the barbecue sauce to do all this stuff. Give me a freaking hot dog. Take it out. Take it off the grill. Put it in the bun. Give me some sauerkraut.
See,
give me some spicy brown.
See,
sprinkle on a little bit of onion, and I'm on my way. Hand me the beer. Let me sit down and enjoy the game. You're like, oh no. I gotta have it dipped in here. I gotta have this. Then you do all this stuff. I'm exhausted by the explanation you had in the hot dog that you want to watch a damn game.
That is
exhausted.
That is hood fabulous. I'm trying to give you the trio of hot dogs that I would like to have.
It's funny. It's bougie for me, but it's hood fabulous for you.
It's barbecue sauce, B. It's the most non-gourmet thing you can do to your damn hot dog.
It's already too much work. It's too much work, and you're making a mess. Now
yes!
I'm sitting next to you at the game,
your fingers are
covered in barbecue
Tom,
sauce.
Tom,
what
Tom,
are you doing?
Tom, what is better than some spilt over barbecue sauce when you're eating barbecue and you take that
but
bread.
But you're not eating
you're eating a hot dog. You take that bread and you sup up that little thing and you got a little bit of that meat in.
Where are you sopping it up from? What are you doing? Where are we sitting that you're sopping it up?
It's either going to be in a plate or it's going to be wrapped up in aluminum foil. It's like when you had that piece of cheese that sticks to the hamburger
you're
thing.
That guy.
And you pick up that piece of cheese that's stuck to the hamburger.
You're that guy.
When it oozes out the hamburger bun,
you're the friend that is so high maintenance.
I can't sit and watch a game
because you got six things in one hand. You're making a mess.
No. I am the condiment king. I'll give you that. But that is hood fabulous, baby. Because guess what? In the hood, sometimes you got to fill up on condiments because you ain't got enough food. So you put extra condiments on it, so it coats your belly, baby.
I got to side with Bart here. The extra sauce is immaculate.
Amazing.
Extra sauce on a hot dog, Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, except barbecue sauce on a hot dog, I don't know if I would do.
If you're giving me chicken nuggets, Tom. Yes.
I'm literally gonna bring you over to the dark side. You know what I'm saying? And your name go from Tommy or Thomas.
T-Bone.
To T-Bone or White Tom. And I'll take that. And then, you know what I'm saying?
No, Tom, don't accept White Tom. Like, don't accept White Tom. Don't accept that.
I'm Black Bart.
No, you're not.
He never called you that, ever. He's going to introduce me to his friends as Black Bart
because
he may have a friend named Bart, so how are you going to differentiate what Bart am I?
What are your fingers?
What Bart you talking about?
What are your fingers doing here on my buttons? Get your fingers off my buttons.
Black Bart. You know what I'm saying?
I will say I only know one Bart, and that would be you.
But nobody has ever called you Black Bart. Black Bart was like a bad guy in Cowboys.
No. He was. He was. But tell me this. Or if you look at the new Magnificent
Black Bart
Six,
wasn't even black, by the way.
If you look at the new Magnificent Six with Denzel, his name is Bartholomew. That's the dude. That's the bad guy, Bartholomew. But I digress. Because let's say this, Tom. You come out to like an autograph signing, right?
Sure.
And it's Jets and Giants. And I'm sitting right here, but Bart Oates is right here. And you're like, yo, man, I was at an autograph signing, hanging with Bart, and we were just kicking it. Like, what Bart? Oh, Black Bart. Not Bart Oates.
Or I could just say Bart Scott.
Yeah.
No. Black Bart.
That's not that hard to do.
No, Black Bart sounds way cooler than Bart Scott.
No, it doesn't.
Black Bart.
No, it doesn't. You make it so uncomfortable.
I'm just saying. Like, listen.
Poor Tom's trying to side with you, and now you've made him uncomfortable.
Tom.
HR's calling Tom now, saying, Tom, we would probably prefer you never call him Black Bart.
Tom, I am letting you know.
But he called me White Tom. Well, that's acceptable.
Tom, I am letting you know. Take that Bart next time you barbecuing at the crib. And you got barbecue sauce because you're cooking ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to the sauce because it's going to be warm. And dip that hot dog in that sauce. Then put it in the bun and just bite it. And it's going to change your damn life, Tom.
So
there's things in this world that you can learn from the other cultures that maybe you don't know. But just let me know. I'm telling you, that's cash money,
See,
baby.
Once again, Tom.
That's cash money,
what did he just do here? He took us completely off course.
If I come over to your house,
here we go.
And the macaroni and cheese,
we weren't talking about being in the backyard or at your house.
You know
we're talking about
you
being
might
at
be
a ballpark.
You might be trying to put me on something new, Tom. Like, oh, I never knew that you can consume macaroni and cheese with no seasoning.
Who puts raisins in their mac and cheese?
Nobody does that.
No, raisins. Potato salad.
Potato salad. He said mac and cheese.
Okay, I swear.
See, black people don't put that in there.
See, I think you guys.
We use egg, Bart, paprika.
That whole thing drives me
mayo,
crazy. You've made that
sandwich
up.
Sandwich spread.
You
and
made
sweet
that up.
Relish.
I don't know any white people that put raisins in it. I've never had that.
You know, you preference that with white people. I don't know. Any people.
Okay. Well, I was saying people.
Okay. I tell you this.
But this has been a thing that's gone on for a long time.
No.
All over ESPN.
I've been on a million shows.
Whether it's Chris Canty, okay. Keyshawn Johnson, Ryan Clark. They all do this thing about the raisins. And I'm like, who's putting raisins? I've never had that ever.
Tom.
I think you're making it up.
Tom, I'm going to tell you this, Tom.
I think one person did it. One.
Tom.
And it was bad.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to go to 3 different Whole Foods. And take the picture. You're going to have the red potato salad.
You don't have to
salad.
Buy it.
You're going to have the regular potato salad. And then you're going to see something with walnuts and raisins in it. And I guarantee you 1,000% a white person made it.
You're saying
because a black person will quit their damn job if they asked them
salad.
To put up some walnuts.
Now it's potato salad.
Can you prep the potato salad?
It's all over
can
the place.
Can you prep the potato salad for underneath the counter?
Can't even stay consistent.
I've heard
black
of this
like, no,
like a chicken salad,
yeah.
Like an orchard chicken salad.
Yeah, you do that.
Apple,
chicken salad,
yeah. Cranberries,
potato
you know,
salad,
they do that.
It's all made with the same 3 ingredients. It's just the difference is the meat or the starch. It's the same damn thing.
That's a really big difference.
Egg salad is made just like potato salad.
No.
Oh, it's not mayo?
No.
It's not mayo?
Well, that's the one common denominator.
It's not a little mustard for color?
Not in chicken salad or anything like that, I don't think.
I swear, this is a made-up thing.
It's not.
That disparages
white people
anybody,
put
like
raisins.
White people food by saying raisins in a salad, and it's like, I've never experienced that in my life.
If it wasn't for white people, I never would have tasted a grilled peach, which is amazing.
All right, once again.
It's amazing. Grilled peach is amazing.
Way off topic. I started out
I'm just giving love and respect to some of the culinary foods that white people contributed.
You just did one.
That black people consume.
You just one, and I don't want to go there. All I was asking was a very innocent, simple question that should have taken 3 minutes to discuss,
and then
we could actually get into the topic of the day.
White people. This is all about baseball.
How did this become about white people?
White people gave us kale salad because black people we boil the hell out of our kale and put smoked turkey necks in
it.
We eat it.
I can't eat kale, man. That's just disgusting.
Actually, a kale salad. I just came from Diggs. They got a decent kale salad.
No.
You can eat it. It's not
impossible.
But you know, black people take their collards.
I will put that in
mustards.
A smoothie. I will not eat it.
Black people take their mustards, their greens, their collards, and we boil them in chicken broth.
I'm exhausted.
And we put turkey breasts or smoked ham.
Is the show over yet? When's the K show?
Or turkey.
All right, neck. K show coming up next. We do it like that. See y'all tomorrow.
If you're a white person that put raisins in your potato salad, or your family, your mom did it.
Don't admit it.
I need you to call.
Don't
and explain
admit it. Why would you ever admit that?
I need you to call and explain.
Don't
why.
Do it.
But baseball season starts tomorrow, and I'm excited about it.
I can tell.
And the Yankees let David Montgomery. I mean, Jordan Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to call a dude that's not great Jordan. That's just, it's hard. It's just hard for me to say Jordan, you know what I'm saying? You got to be the best if you're going to carry that name. Michael B. Jordan barely get to use the name only because he was decent in Creed. And at first, if it wasn't for Black Panther, you know what I'm saying?
He was good in Black Panther.
I said if it wasn't for those two movies, I was calling his ass B.
Mm-hmm. You weren't going to call him
Michael B. I was calling
Michael B.
Yeah, I wasn't going Jordan.
Okay.
You can't put all three names together unless you're great.
So again, this was simply about a hot dog at a ballpark.
You disrespected
not at someone's house.
You disrespected my barbecue hot dog.
Not go home and do this. It's not about being home. When you're home, you can do whatever the hell you want to do with your food. But at a ballpark, it's very limited.
No, it's not.
In what you do with a hot dog.
No, it's not.
You keep it simple.
No, it's not.
Because now everything's gotten a little out of hand with some of the stuff that they're offering. And that's why I asked a very simple, innocent question.
I'm sorry.
Is the hot dog still the go-to at the game?
Yes.
And all I needed from you was a simple yes or no, but instead you turned it into A, what I'd asked them to do, which the vendor's probably holding the big gigantic hot dog box saying, no, bud, I can't dip it into barbecue sauce.
I'm sorry.
That's the other guy.
I'm sorry.
That's number one. And then you turned it into white people and raisins and whatever the hell you're talking about, which is a total myth. It's a myth. It doesn't exist. But it's become a thing.
If it's not a myth, then go to Whole Foods and show me why they got raisins in it.
I think because
and
people started talking about it. And then they're like, hey, let's try that. It might be good.
And I'm telling you that black people will quit their jobs at Whole Foods before they do that.
I'm sure.
If you're a black person, they ask you to make the potato salad, and you quit,
call it
to our show.
Yeah.
1-800-919-3776.
Oh, he knows the number. As you said this, I went to the Google.
I love
it. The all-knowing Google.
Yes.
Typed in potato salad recipe.
And?
I don't find anything about raisins.
No raisins.
Any of them.
Okay.
No.
Type in white people potato salad and watch what comes up.
No. This is what happened. I swear. This is what happened.
Text white people. Look, you got time all choked up back there, man.
This is what happened. Mary Beth from Athens, Georgia.
Yep.
Put together, like, they were having barbecue. Whatever it was. And she said, I'm going to bring some potato salad. And she's like, you know what? I want to spice this up. Why don't we throw some raisins in? That might be nice. She showed up, and everybody there was like, I ain't eating that. That's terrible. What are the raisins? Are you sure those are raisins? Are you sure those aren't bugs? Like, I'm not eating that. And then they just started talking about this potato salad they have with raisins in it.
First of all,
that she put
delicious.
Together and thought raisins, was a great idea.
Raisins are delicious. Just
and then it became a thing.
Salad.
Oh, that must be what everybody
delicious.
Does.
Listen, raisins are delicious.
You're painting with a broad brush. I don't like it.
So how about we use this to sell this? I'm on WholeFoodsMarket.com. How to cook the best basic potato salad.
There we go.
No mention of raisins.
None.
They don't mention it. It's like an underground white people food. You go get it. They have it in there. I'm telling
you. It's on display, but it's underground?
It's such an underground white people thing.
No, it's underground. It's like it's white people stuff. They probably got protein shake or some type of next pill, limited list pill.
I think
they know ain't no black people.
I think this
order.
Is a way to make everybody not talk about Diddy. That's what this is.
No Diddy.
Let's bring this up.
No
so
Diddy.
So nobody has to talk about what's happening with Diddy right now.
No Diddy.
And Jay-Z. Nobody wants all this stuff.
R. Kelly like, yo.
So let's just create this distraction.
R. Kelly like, let me out. I told you it was all of us. Let me out. I wonder if 50 Cent bought up the stock because he stole the stock to revolt yesterday.
Yeah, he sold that.
And when he had the first thing with Cassidy, 50 was like, yo, let me buy revolt. I bet you Tyler Perry like, yo, I'll take that because I need my own station. I don't want to put stuff on Oprah's own. You know what I'm saying? I want to own the station so I can put all my 25,000 sitcoms on and I can pay myself my residual, you know what I'm saying, and put my movies on there. Madea goes to college. I feel like the Madea movies are like Ernest movies. It's like I think he stole the white secret code to all the Ernest Does Christmas. You know what I mean? All the Ernest stuff, he just put Madea there, and instead of having Ernest, he took himself and Madea, and he copied the whole thing.
And then just decided he likes to wear women's clothing.
Well, I think he likes to wear women's clothing
anyway.
Just
a lot of movies.
No, I think he likes
where you're wearing women's clothing.
I think he likes women's clothing. That's why he lives in Atlanta.
that's why he lives in Atlanta?
Man, come on, man. You know all black people think Tyler Perry gay as hell.
I don't know that, but okay.
Of course, man, come on. We all know Tyler Perry. When have you ever seen Tyler Perry on a red carpet with a woman?
I don't know.
This dude's a billionaire.
He is very, very rich.
Come on, black people all know this. Like, we all know, like, about Luther. We ain't never seen Luther with no woman, but he ain't never been no official thing saying Luther Vandross was gay. But all black people know Luther was gay. He doesn't say nothing. Look at the sweaters he's wearing. We knew he was gay.
Does it matter? He made beautiful music.
It don't matter. I'm just telling you that we all know Tyler Perry's gay, and so him wearing a dress ain't no big deal. Because we know he gay.
Gotcha.
Now, Martin wears a dress, but he ain't gay.
Who?
Martin Lawrence wears...
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. When Big Mama...
Shanae-nae,
mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That was just a character.
You know, Lou Rawls. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like Jamie
not,
Foxx.
Not Lou Rawls. The other black guy, the comedian. Man.
Lou Rawls? He wasn't a comedian.
No, I'm talking about the other black comedian. I can't think of his name right now. He the one that put... He had Wanda. He's the one that created this whole thing. Wow. Flip Wilson.
Oh.
Flip Wilson, you know, had Geraldine, wasn't gay, wore a dress. Tyler Perry... Wear a dress, gay. We all know. We don't care. That's why I live in Atlanta. That's why Tyler Perry Studios headquarters is at the central gay headquarters mm-hmm. of black Americans, Atlanta.
Gotcha.
And we all know that.
And all of this that we have come to this conclusion all started because I asked, is hot dog still the go-to at a ballpark?
Your answer is yes. I'm just telling you, there's different ways to freak the hot dog. Who wants to get a hot dog and make it three hot dogs the same exact flavors? When I get a hot dog, I might want one with sauerkraut and mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Then I might want one with onions, relish, ketchup, and mustard.
Okay.
Then I might want one dipped in barbecue sauce.
But that's not probably available at the ballpark. It's probably not available. You'd have to do that yourself.
Come on, stop, please.
You'd have to go to the condiment stand.
Alan.
And then grab the barbecue sauce thing and then squirt it into the bun.
So this is a guy who moons like at the tile suite at the Knicks games.
Don't start giving away secrets.
This is a guy that we have at ESPN suite there. You think they got a hot dog man there? Or you think they got luxury hot dogs with grilled onions and mushrooms and grape poupon
sort of
in there?
What I was getting at, I think.
What I'm saying is,
we could have done this 20 minutes ago.
What I'm saying is, Alan, when we go to the baseball game, half the people there got the suite tickets.
I know.
So they go into
I don't want that, though. I love the Diamond Club, but I got to be honest with you. I'd rather just have a hot dog. I'd rather just have a couple of hot dogs, a beer, and sit and watch the game. I don't know if I want in my lap a plate of like sushi and maybe some salmon.
Two hot dogs.
It's like I'm good.
Bruh.
It's a baseball game. It's different.
Two hot dogs are going to get you through three innings.
And that's all I was
asking.
And
then I'm going to want some of the luxury stuff before I start going on my Twizzler rampage. You know, because you go back in there, they got the whole candies display.
Oh, you sugar up.
So I go get it. Yeah, you got to sugar up.
No, I understand.
It could be a long game. You don't know.
It will be.
It's shorter now. But back in the day, a couple years ago, you never knew if you was going to leave at daytime or nighttime.
See you tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you didn't know what you was doing.
Well, we have a full bank of calls, but I don't think Ray wants to take it.
Bro, when I work out. Hey, this is what you get when I work out and I'm dieting. This is what you get.
You're welcome, everybody. Oh, do we have more rain coming? Oh, great. Because, you know, we haven't had rain in like a day.
I was wondering
when it was going to rain again.
I'm glad it's 50 degrees because that means that rain is rain and not snow. Remember, I got hit with 5 inches of snow when I was in Detroit last week.
Well, you see what's in Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
So be happy that we got a heat front over there because when it gets to us, it's going to turn to rain. And then the next day, we ain't going to know it rained.
But I need some Orange Juice Jones when we come into the next segment.
Okay.
800-919-3776 is the number. We've got calls to get to. We've got... it's sneaky, interesting Knicks news that just appeared this morning.
Mm.
They play tonight in Toronto. And there's something that happened last night at the Garden that gave me vibes of 30 years ago.
Mm.
And it makes you wonder, is the spring at the Garden going to be something we haven't seen in several decades? This spring, coming up.
Were you like 10, 30 years ago?
I wish. 800-919-3776, just getting started on a... Wednesday?
It's the next day.
It's just the next day.
It's the next day.
We could use some hot dogs. Anybody want to send us to the studio like a whole bunch of ballpark hot dogs? That'd be great.
Better be some barbecue sauce. I am so hungry after that conversation.
They better not be boiled off the street
and
in New York.
And send me some potato salad. And if you put raisins in it, You get a bonus. Hey, just to make Bart eat it.
Don't send us no hot dogs from off the street that's been sitting in that boil.
No, no boil.
That
no.
That boil tuberculosis juice. Out. That be on the
Wait,
street corners.
How is there any viruses in boiling water?
Because we don't want that. No, because it goes lukewarm. Nobody wants that boiling tuberculosis hot dogs, man. Give me mine off the grill, B.
You know what kind of day it's going to be, everybody. Buckle up. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. They filled plenty of holes this offseason. They have the 10th pick in the draft and should have a healthy Aaron Rodgers. The high expectations for the Jets will be back next year. But yesterday in the K-Show, Peter made it clear he's not buying in.
I don't wish this. I swear to you, I do not wish this. In my mind, Don, and in my heart, I believe the Jets are going to be awful next year. I believe the wheels will be completely off again. Aaron Rodgers will play some amount of games, but there'll be a whole lot more talk than there'll be play. They decided to bring in a Williams and Smith who will maybe they'll get on the field some, but probably won't get on the field that much. The nonsense never stops in terms of the chit-chat, the complaints, the mistakes off the field, the things you can control that they always get wrong. They're not even going to be able to get rid of Zach Wilson. They did such a bad job managing Zach Wilson that there's not a soul in the NFL that will touch him. As much talent as Steve Young and so many other people told us that he has in his arm, no one wants him for anything.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Is this a Diddy song?
Is this a top five rain song or weather song?
This ain't a rain song. This is about cheek.
But he's talking about walking in the rain.
It could be. You want me to give you another one?
There's lots of them.
This is Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, Blame It on the Rain.
Tony.
It Never Rains in Southern California, which is a cover, but not an original.
Sunshine, Blue Skies, Please Go Away. My girl's found another and going away without a better future. My life is filled with
about,
but day after day, I stay locked up in my room.
What about New Edition?
You might sound strange.
What about New Edition?
But I wish it would rain. That's five. I just gave you the top five right there.
Right, Can You Stand the Rain?
Yeah, I just gave you five.
Then there's Counting Crows, Rain King. That's a great song.
Never heard that one.
It's good. You'd like
it. We might have to play that one next.
Do we have any other? Like, it's not raining today, but it isn't a nice day.
I just gave you five.
All right, should we do more rain songs then, Tom?
We just went through five.
Tom, can you think of any other rain songs we haven't mentioned yet?
Not off the top of my head.
Tons.
I just gave you five.
There's lots of rain.
Purple Rain, you got the Weather Girls.
Oh, my God.
It's Rain Men.
How did you forget Purple Rain?
I just gave you five of them.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Your card should be taken away.
No, I'm not a Prince fan. My mom is. My mom is a Prince fan.
You forgot Purple Rain.
Bro, I gave you Temptations. I gave you Tony.
But you forgot Purple Rain. terrible. That's a bad job.
I don't really rock with Prince like that.
Doesn't matter. It's a Rain song, and it's a great Rain song.
I know, but like, it's not my top five Rain songs.
Wow. What were the other ones, Ray, you said?
You said The Weather Girls, It's Raining Men.
It's Raining Men. I didn't really, that doesn't ever come to
mind. No, that's Alan. You should see Alan when that song come on. That's your song. Raining Men.
I go straight Chippendales.
Hallelujah.
It's true.
Raining Men.
It's true.
Alan start getting
I go right down to the.
Remember John Travolta in that movie when he was getting ready? An old girl that played the Michael Myers sister. And he doing this, just looking at her, rolling his hips.
Oh, Lord. Can I get to the news of the day? Interesting news of the day? Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, let's do that.
So on the official NBA injury report this morning, the Knicks play the Raptors tonight. So for the last couple of months, three names have been listed as out. Mm-hmm. Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, and Mitchell Robinson. Since December, Mitchell Robinson has been out because he had ankle surgery. Today, one of the three is now listed in tonight's game as questionable.
So Randall's questionable. He's been running.
Nope.
Okay, so OG, the swelling's going down.
Nope.
It only leaves one other choice.
Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait.
Mitchell Robinson has been upgraded to questionable. Now, questionable still means he probably isn't playing, right? But the fact that he has gone from out to questionable suggests he is close to returning and could be, you know, in the, whether it's tonight, maybe, probably not, unless he goes through warm-ups and everything's okay, does he play? Or it could be Friday's game in San Antonio against... Oh.
Weiwei?
Yes.
Weiwei might dunk on him. Weiwei got dunked on him.
The
kid from Golden State.
Yeah, that was a good dunk.
Whose son is that?
Who was it that dunked it? Was it Jackson Hayes?
Yeah.
Trace Jackson Hayes dunked on him?
Is that Antonio Daniels' son? He's
somebody's
son.
I mean, that's usually how it works.
It's always funny to watch these basketball second generation. But you know they daddy like black as oil, but then they light skin, so you be trying to figure out who their mom is, what their mama look like.
Right. Doesn't like, take like, much imagination to figure that out, though.
But it's trying to figure out because they look like I'm like Ice Cube's son is light skin and he brown skin. You know
Dale Davis.
Dale Davis. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Dale Davis. Right.
Mm-hmm. But he light skin.
Mm-hmm.
Light as hell.
But he can jump.
Yeah.
Good athlete.
Yeah, way better athlete than his dad. His dad was a tough guy. No, Dale Davis and Antonio Davis. Antonio Davis, he was like Barack Obama.
It was Trace Jackson Davis, by the way, that did poster dunk
with
on
the left. With the left.
It was a nice drive.
With the left.
Right. I don't know, where was I? Oh, that's right. So anyways, you're getting back, in the next, who knows, couple of days. Now it's days.
Is it concerning that makes me sad? It makes me sad. That news makes me sad.
All right. What's sad about it?
It makes me sad that this dude had surgery and he's back before Julius Randle, who was just rehabbing.
Who didn't have surgery.
Right, who was just rehabbing. At this point, maybe he should have just had surgery.
There you go. And that's, I told you, the longer this went, the more concerned I was that it might not happen.
Right.
And I don't blame him. You can't blame Randle if he just says, you know what, I can't be the player that I'm supposed to be. And he's not the guy that's like, well, his presence alone on the floor is helpful. No.
Yeah, I'm going to blame Randle because if the Knicks don't go where they need to go, we know that however far they go, they could have went farther if he was healthy. So I'm going to blame him.
How is it his fault if he was undercut by Jaime Jaquez on a dunk attempt? How is it his fault?
He should have called the psychic hotline with Dionne Warwick.
Should have known
he
was coming.
Realize that he needs to have surgery as soon as it happened.
I think there was a conflict of opinions on that.
You're like, hold up, man. Don't y'all want to trade me next year for a star? Nah, I ain't going out there until I'm 100%.
Well, that's something also to think about, right? I mean, it is very possible.
Does he get the Vera Tucker treatment? Man, he's special, but he's always hurt.
Yeah.
It's two years in a row, two playoffs in a row.
Yeah, he got hurt before the playoffs last year, remember, with the ankle.
Yeah.
And who was that against? The Miami Heat. 2 years in a row, in a game against the Heat, Randle gets hurt, and it did compromise him, although he did return in the playoffs. He was compromised. It was abundantly clear. And this year it happened again, although a lot earlier in the season, with the hope that he could come back. Now, he's got to be comfortable to play and play without any restrictions or hesitations, because it doesn't do you any good to go out there and hesitate and just say, well, I'll just play on the perimeter, because he's not a perimeter guy. He doesn't deliver like that.
So if he plays bad, if he plays badly, we're going to blame him.
That's the problem.
If he doesn't play up to his standard, so he in a lose-lose
situation.
So
what would you do? What would you do?
Make the announcement and shut it down. If I think I can't get back before the playoffs, I'm shutting it down. Because ain't no difference that 3 weeks going
to
do.
Now, Tom Thibodeau said before the game on
Try it with
Monday.
A harness. He's going to go to practice with a harness on, see how that works.
Well, Tibbs said that he's actually feeling better than he did a week ago.
What does that mean?
And he's starting to pick it up again, and he's really looking good.
Pick what
so
up?
There might have been a setback. And then now he's trying to get – like, it sounds to me, again, just listening to what Tibbs said, it sounds like Randall had either a setback or some doubt, and then they told him just keep – like, he just kept working on – and then now he's feeling better again, so maybe he's trending up again. Who knows? It's been how long? He hasn't been cleared for contact, let alone even be ready to play. Hasn't been cleared for contact. The other one is OG Anunoby, who did come back, played two games, and then – you know, the elbow was compromised, and they said there's no damage, there's nothing more happened, MRIs were done, he's fine. They're just leaving it up to him. When you feel right, then you come back. If you're OG Anunoby, what do? There's 11 games left in the season. The Knicks are still, by the way, after Bucks lost last night, they are 2.5 games out of second place now, Bart. 2.5 with 11 games to go. There's still opportunity, not just for third, which they're a half game back of third. They could get as high as second, possibly, if they put some wins together here.
And the Bucks looks gettable. That was without Brick.
That game last night to me said a lot about the Bucks, an absolute lot about the Bucks.
Now, are you done talking crap about Anthony Davis and his ability to play and play through the season? Are you going to apologize to him like you had to apologize to James Harden?
I never apologize to James Harden.
I would offer to say that they look better without Brick.
Oh my God, that's crazy! It's crazy.
The ball looked better.
They won at Boston, yes. And they won at Milwaukee without LeBron James.
LeBron should no longer be the ball dominant ball hog like he always is.
I don't think
he's
a ball hog, but
when he takes the ball,
He played great late in the game, but I thought Giannis faded, and it was a bad look. He missed free throws.
Well, it was quadruple. The length of Anthony Davis was a problem.
Hey, it was an issue. Yeah, you see that when Anthony Davis is. I've always said when he's available, he's good. The problem is he's never available.
How the hell did Giannis miss that beautiful play drawn up by Doc Rivers coming out?
Because he made fouled. It awkward.
No, he tried to lay it instead of
unnecessarily
shoot it.
Awkward.
Yeah, he tried to finger roll it instead.
So
of.
So true.
You can't jump vertically and then finger roll. You ain't George Gervin. You got to bank that off the shot. You got to shoot that.
You're absolutely right. It just shows you late in games, you can't rely on him. Don't tell me he's the face of the league when he can't make free throws late in games, and you can't rely on him on clutch situations.
I think if they trade LeBrick and get a haul for him, the team may late. Be better off. I'm talking about next year.
But he's got to pick up his option at $50 million.
Well, pick it up and then trade him.
I don't think he's going to do that. Tessa in West Caldwell. Hey, Tess.
Hey, guys. How are you? Listen, Bart, I don't know what I have to say or do to you for you to stop hating on LeBron. Like, I don't know. I'm going to have to just come up with something in my mind. But you're such a dirty hater.
Tessa.
I need you to knock it off. They're not trading him. Anthony Davis, like Alan just said, he's finally healthy and he's showing what he's capable of. Why they brought him over here. It doesn't matter. I'm scared in the playoffs he's going to get hurt. Every 2 seconds, if you bump him the wrong way, this man put a Band-Aid on and go sit on a bench. He has to step up now. He knows what's going on. But listen, really quick, Alan, Bart is right. I have went to a potluck at work before and a white person put raisins in a potato salad. I'm keeping it real.
I've been white my whole life. And I've gone to many, many, many events.
No, but you've been on the black side.
I have had potato salad. It's never had raisins, ever.
But Alan, a potluck is different at work. People want to get spontaneous. People want to, let me try this. This might work.
It was in there.
Well, that's when you say.
It was in there.
That's when you say, Karen, thank you for the effort, but this ain't it.
But guess what?
It messed around to be the black guy there. That grew up in the suburbs.
Alan, I'm gonna look at my Google photos, it was right before the pandemic. That was like the last potluck we had. Damn. I took a picture of it. If I have it, I'm gonna send it.
Did
to
Did anybody
y'all.
Own up to it? Did anybody own up to it?
Yeah, she said it. She was like, guys. She was like,
just try.
I made
it.
Potato salad. I was looking up. Yeah, let's just try it. I was looking up different menus, and I put it in mashed potatoes too.
Oh,
I almost threw up.
No.
I had to run away.
We can't be great.
But she did say she was trying new stuff.
Oh, what's that?
And then, Bart, I don't know why you forgot that after we went to the game, Alan told you, when I told you I didn't eat pork, Alan told you he didn't eat pork. Yeah. So I don't know why you're calling him. He told you he don't eat pork.
But then he gets on my case about
but Tessa,
it. I don't
same,
dig on the swamp.
Tessa, the same thing that he told me when you told me. I said, how dare you, Tessa? What did the pig, what did the swine ever do to you?
We don't care about no stinking swine. So we don't want no pig.
It's not good for you.
So we got Tessa X. And we got brother Abdul
I'm throwing the X up.
We got brother Abdul Han.
I got to change my name now.
You definitely got to change your name. Tessa X.
Yeah, we definitely
throwing
it up. Abdul Ham. I'm Kareem Abdul Jabbar.
Because Bobo, like African culture, I feel like sometimes Muslim culture, you repeat the last name twice. So you'll be Abdul Rahim Han.
Whatever.
Listen, Alan, don't listen to Bart. We're going to have nice, clean arteries, and his going to be clogged,
right.
God forbid.
Yeah.
So don't worry about him. No, Swan is not worried about him.
Trust me, the one thing I'm not worried about is Bart Scott. I am not worried about him.
I'm just saying.
That is true.
Tessa, you just stay away from them damn raisins. Unless they're in a box.
800-919-3776. Lots more calls to get to. We will get to those. Some hoops to get to as it's a hoops hierarchy day. So I got a list for you, Bart Scott.
I want to
hear that.
That's
a good one. This one's a good one.
Top five potato salad recipes.
And none of them have raisins in them. there's a lot to do. A lot to do today, so stay with us. Plenty of calls. 800-919-3776. Bart and Han, 98.7.
Hold on, Arturo, Brian, and Mike. Matt, we'll be right back.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
No. This is Counting Crows. This is Rain King. Now, this is the album version. I am Rain King.
It's the underground version?
No, it's the album version.
So it's not Randy Travis?
It's not Randy Travis, no. It's Adam Duritz. It's Counting Crows. Actually, the drummer... the game the other night.
They're like counting sheep.
Jim was he's a big basketball fan, and he came to the game the other night. Met him.
Why do you count crows?
Like on a wire? Like, I don't know.
Does it help you go to sleep, like counting sheep?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just the name of the band. Very successful in the 90s.
I thought you was the white translator.
That one I can't translate for you.
That one's
a little staticky.
You're like the Neil. You're able to... come over to reality, go over to the black side and the white side. Like, you're Morpheus. Like, I'm Morpheus.
I'm in that matrix?
Neil. Yeah, you're the matrix.
You have the answer, Tom.
So, according to Wikipedia, the band name is derived from One for Sorrow, which is a British nursery rhyme about the superstitious counting of magpies, which are a member of the crow family.
There you go. And it's the alliteration that works better than counting magpies.
What's a mag?
Magpie.
Some magpies.
It's like
Heckle and Jekyll, magpies.
Yeah.
It's a bird. A
couple of birds.
Oh, I thought that when you say pie, I'm thinking like apple pie.
It's a whole word, not mag.
It's got
and
raisins.
Pie.
Oh, I thought it was a raisin pie.
Anyways, there's an acoustic version of this song that they did for MTV. It's unbelievable. Really good. I digress. Calls 800-919-3776. Let's go with Kyle in New York. Kyle.
What up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. Alan, did you just look up and see your call board and it was just like subject of every call was just hot dogs?
Pretty
hot
much. Dogs, hot dogs? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing today.
To answer your question way back a couple segments, absolutely 100% hot dog is the way to go at the ballpark. You know what I like? You guys didn't mention chili cheese dog.
Oh,
yeah, you know
I'm
what?
From Detroit.
That's a good point.
That's how we do it in Detroit. But,
chili, but if I'm sitting next to Bart and
liquid
I see him with
right?
a chili cheese dog.
A&W.
We're not staying more than three innings. I'm sorry.
No,
Bart, though, if you sit down next to me with one of those barbecue dip dogs, I'm trying it, man. I'll try anything. I like salty, sweet.
Yes.
Put the raisins in my potato salad. I ain't going to complain. I ain't making it that way, but I ain't going to complain.
But with the brown, with the brown barbecue sauce, because it's got brown sugar in it.
Dude,
that sweetness
my
with the hearty, and then put a little mustard on top, man.
I got another good rain. How about the rain song? It was the old Missy Elliott sample that it was.
I can't stand the rain.
It's your window.
My window. We'll get to that. Thank you, Kyle. We'll get to that. All I'm saying is when Kyle and you start talking about dipping hot dogs in barbecue sauce and trying it all.
It's sweet and savory, baby.
All I think of is that you're going to need a lot of napkins. You're wearing a white jersey, it's going to be a mess.
I'm at a baseball game, son. Everything I'm wearing is going to the cleaners after this.
I have OCD. I would not be able to handle that.
That's why you'll never be great.
Brian in the Bronx. Brian.
Turn the radio down, B.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've been listening to y'all for the longest, man. Bart, you got it. You have to, how shall we say, culturalize Hahn.
Oh, really? Me?
Yes.
I'm trying to get him hit.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
he taught me how.
What am I not culturized about when it comes to my own people? We don't put raisins in potato salad.
I think he's talking about how black people eat the hot dog. We're talking about the hot dog, B.
But the moment we talk about the hot dog, I'm going to get on you about the raisins in a minute.
No, you're not.
All right, but you see,
no, you're not.
Yeah, I am, unless you hang up on me.
No, well, no, I won't, but I'm not going to listen to this raisin thing. The hot dog, I said.
Start with the hot dog.
Remember, Brian, it's at the ballpark, not home, not in your backyard, not anything. It's at the ballpark. The guy's going, hot dogs, hot dogs. You go, yeah, I'm going to get one.
You lazy.
And you don't go, do me a favor, dip that in barbecue sauce. The guy be like, the hell with you. I got other people to sell a hot dog.
You lazy as hell. I am going to buy my hot dog.
You're going to go up and get it?
I'm going to go get my hot dog.
That ain't the ballpark experience.
Before I go sit down, I'm going to go get my hot dog.
And then you're going to ask them to dip it in the barbecue sauce.
I'm taking my food with me. Mm. I don't want no hot dog coming out, no tuberculosis juice.
So, Brian, now that I've said it's not about at home. It's not about at home. It's about at the actual ballpark. What do you have to say now?
Well, you got to put ketchup on it, Dan. You got to put ketchup with that mustard.
No, that's fine. Everybody has a preference. That's fine.
But tell him how good home, what Alan's missing out on at home.
I've already heard you say it.
About not putting
don't need
the
to be repeated.
Sauce
doesn't need to be repeated.
On a hot dog.
It doesn't need to be repeated.
Dip it in that pot of barbecue sauce with that savory, sweet honey barbecue brown sugar barbecue sauce with that savory mustard on top.
See, Bart, you forgot the cheese on the bun before you put the hot dog on there. You gotta have that cheese with it.
If I put that cheese with it, I'm gonna have to put some chili on it because I need some chili cheese with some onions like A&W, baby.
Well, that works too, but I mean, if you don't have the chili, you still gotta have the cheese.
White cheese or cheddar cheese.
I don't care. Cheese. You guys got to have cheese.
Okay.
You got to have cheese with that hot dog.
Okay.
Now, as far as the raisins go, look, you guys are social media. I've seen about maybe eight people try to show how they make a macaroni and cheese, and they put raisins in it.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni
and cheese.
Oh, hell no.
I have never in my life. Brian, I have been my whole life. I've never, ever seen
Alan,
it.
What are y'all white people?
Ever.
What the hell?
Hear me out now. I mean, these people were making baked macaroni and cheese, and they put raisins in it. Now, my comments to them were, they need to be arrested and charged with a hate crime.
Yeah, for real.
They need to be arrested and charged with a hate crime.
Brian, drop the mic right there. That's your best line. That's your best line of the whole call.
Yeah, we.
Because he's
doing
right.
That. Yeah, they doing that.
Because he's right.
That's a mic drop line by Brian.
I think they're
trolling Americans if they do that.
That's you're trying to go viral by doing something that you know will be just disgusting to everybody. Carlton Allendale. Carlton.
Hey, what's up, Ron?
What's happening?
I'm called that man. I work in Allendale, right? This is a suburb in northern New Jersey.
Yep.
The deli I go to, right in it, and you know how they have the display cabinet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Potato salad with raisins in it.
Oh, Does anybody buy it? Does anybody buy it?
It's the person Carlton. It's the person behind there black.
No, they always still. It's the only one that doesn't have anything carved out of it. It just stays like that. I guarantee you that's been there since 1983.
So we know Cornelius didn't make that salad. we know Steve made that salad.
It wasn't even Steve.
Cornelius.
No. It's like that's more like Karen. Right? Right? Like who is that? Who else could it be?
Karen Shirley.
Sure. No, not Shirley.
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah made it.
Sarah.
As far as the hot dog.
Yeah.
You go right to the concession stand, get the barbecue sauce,
yep,
and walk back to your seat. You can use it just like you use the ketchup.
And you can do that, yes. But if you're doing that and you sit next to me and you start making a mess because it's going to drip all over your hands, it's going to make
whoa,
it.
Whoa.
I'm getting up.
Whoa.
Like, you're not going to be that guy and suddenly turn this whole thing into a mess.
Bro, when you sit next to me, Carlton, you're going to look at my feet. It's going to be 75 packs of relish. Mustard.
Your feet.
Ketchup. Yeah. Where do you think I'm putting it? After I open up, bam, that one go on the ground. Bam, that one go on the ground.
No.
Bam, that one go on the ground.
You're the worst.
And I'm tipping my people.
No, tipping people is the right thing to do.
To pick up all them damn condiments I just put on the ground.
I can't.
Yeah, man.
Can't do it, Carlton. I'm sorry. Like that. You're going to make a mess. Thank you, Carlton. You're going to make a mess around me. I can't handle it. Mike in Elmwood Park. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All
just
right.
Taking the call. You guys had me rolling with that opening, talking about Black Bart and White Tom. I was talking to my wife's friends. They didn't know me before I was 30. Huh? And I was like, we had a couple beers. And I'm like, back in the day, I lived in a neighborhood where I was the only white guy. They used to call me White Mike. Yep. And she's like, nah, nobody ever called you that. No one ever said that. So after we were hanging out, we went to another bar in my part of town. And when we got there, a bunch of my boys were at the bar. And I walk in, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And then you're just like, yo, White Mike, what's going on?
White Mike.
White Mike.
What up, baby?
White Mike.
You should have seen the look on everyone's face. They literally thought I was just lying. Like I had just seen Wayne's Brothers, and I made it up.
And Mike, those dudes will take a bullet for you. When they call you Mike White, they call you my brother.
I'm saying, and I can confirm, I've been to plenty of cookouts and barbecues. Barbecue sauce on the bun. Before you put the hot dog on, way to go, man. Delicious. Okay. Change your life.
Again, it has nothing to do with being home. Thank you, Mike.
Mike. I'm just telling you.
From now on, he's White Mike when he calls in.
Right, because he's White Mike. Because remember, we got Fat Mike.
We got a lot of Mikes.
We got Fat Mike.
Who's the guy from Long Island? He said not Black Rob, but it's like Black something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, he always, because he's in the same situation.
Right.
His friends only know him as that.
Because Mike is such a common name.
Yes, very common.
So how do I differentiate who I'm calling?
It's true. All I was saying was at the ballpark, not at home.
Bro, but you ain't tried it at home. That's the issue. We got to figure out why you ain't tried that at home, son. Why you don't have a barbecue plate that's mixed, a barbecue pan.
I'm not really
a barbecue pan.
Not a guy that just goes, hey, let's have hot dogs tonight.
Bro, not that.
We don't do that.
No, when you have the barbecue.
When we have the barbecue at home, we aren't doing hot dogs.
You're supposed to have a tray.
Supposed to.
Yes.
I don't entertain. I don't want people in my house.
You're supposed to have chicken. You're supposed to have hamburger. No.
I don't have people over. I'm telling you this.
When you ever decide to invite people over,
mm-hmm.
and you stop being antisocial.
I like being that way.
COVID is over with. Let people into your home.
I really enjoyed social distancing.
So, yeah, Scott's coming through, baby. So, and we're going to bring the sauce with no meat in it. And we're going to say, where your meat at? Put it in that damn pan. Not all your meat.
I mean, that's been asked of me a few times.
Well, no, Diddy.
You've been
asked to put your meat in barbecue sauce?
To let you know where it is, and there's other times
you've
I'm
been,
like,
you been asked to put. You ain't never been asked to have your meat put in barbecue sauce.
Phrasing?
It's been put in some things, but not barbecue sauce.
That could burn.
Yeah, it has. 800-919-3776. More your calls to get to. I don't know what we're getting into today. We got a lot to get to, including a hoops hierarchy.
Ah,
a top five list.
Triple H.
That might set some people off. So let's get to that. Stay with us. Bart and Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Rule changes in the NFL. The league yesterday approving a new kickoff format. And also the hip drop tackle has now been outlawed. Safety first, right? Yesterday in the K-Show, Don made it clear he's not a fan of the new rule on the hip drop tackle.
The hip drop.
drop tackle. Although I think the intent is sound and they do want to limit the amount of lower leg injuries or lower body injuries, it's going to drive us crazy because it's going to be just another extension of the roughing the passer where you think you got your team got off the field. There's going to be a tackle before the first down marker and you think you get off the field. Oh no, there's a flag.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.